Our final question today is from Frank, and it goes like this. This topic is freaking me out, and I don't know why. I feel like this is literally the most important thing I've ever talked about, and I know I'm not doing the talking, but I feel really responsible. I feel overly responsible for what is going on here, and I'm pretty sure I'm getting in the way of letting this happen, and I would really like to hear your opinion about all the stuff I just said. Well, the first thing we'll say is that what the kids would say about this is seriously meta. Every one of these series of conversations is leading edge. There's no question. And that, again, that's no gold star. That's no blue ribbon. That's no achievement. It's just your willingness to let things happen. That's all. So that's nice. It's also not just your willingness, it's the collective willingness of all of the people here. It's not a co-creation, that's not what we mean. What we mean is that you're letting other people have questions, you're letting yourself have questions, and you're letting those questions generate the topics that are arising. The questions are not always fully formed and they can't always be logically described. But this one is a really, really powerful one. This question is arising out of the simple thing that we keep saying over and over again. There's nothing to fear in your imagination. There is literally nothing to be afraid of. The fear you feel, and this is what's quote unquote freaking you out, is what's happening at the movies of your mind. It's what you're projecting. It's not what's actually happening. And we think that the thing that is actually the most confusing to you, confusing may not be the right word, but the thing that is the most discombobulating is the fact that we're going at this directly instead of around from the side, which is the way we've always talked about this. It's always been from the back end. Meaning that someone will say to us, including you, I don't like what's going on here. And we'll say, well, there's nothing to be afraid of. But that's on the back end, meaning the physical reality seems to already be lining up with what the imagination says, which is what's going on. And that's why we say there's something to be afraid of. And what we're doing there is from the back end, sort of excavating out physical reality and brushing it off and saying, no, this is what is real. Everything that we just dug out is what you've laid up on top of it. And it's not just us. It's whoever's asking the question cooperates with that. Otherwise, it wouldn't happen. So it's like we're excavating over and over again the things that are actually true and real and dusting off what has been projected onto it. What's different about this conversation is that we're approaching it directly and saying, you're covering it up with dirt. You're putting that gauze on top of it. You're projecting onto physical reality things that it doesn't have. Elements and stories and ideas that are not there. We understand why you're doing it. Because you believe that there's something, and this is the thing we think that is really discombobulating you, is that you believe, and it's obvious that you specifically do believe this, that there is something to be really, really, really careful about when it comes to thoughts you're thinking, because you could really fuck up your physical reality. And then what would happen to you? You would be at the effect of your body, because then your body would suffer. Because it's not going to suffer. The soul, a word we don't use, but we'll use it here. The soul will not be affected by what happens in the physical realm, other than the fact that it might be damaged or bruised. But none of that is really true. All that happens in physical reality is what is right and perfect for you at the red hot minute of the happening. When you are going through your imagination, you do find all of these different wild and crazy things. If you compare it to what you consider to be the ordered aspects of physical manifestation. But the idea that there's a right way to do things and a wrong way to do things is another thing that's up on the table right now. Because this is directly going to the heart of that. Where we're saying explicitly without any hesitation, there's no wrong way to do this. Because you cannot manifest incorrectly. It's impossible. You've heard us say this a bazillion times. not just to you, but to lots and lots and lots of other people. It makes sense to us that this would be discombobulating, because we are really looking directly into the heart of what it is that you yourself have built as a defensive measure against your physical reality. That if you tread lightly and if you're cautious, then probably nothing bad is going to happen to you. Probably. But we keep telling you, and you have, as we've mentioned to you before, more proof than you can remember, than you could shake a stick at, that physical reality is always working out for you on your behalf and to your benefit. Always. And then in the times when you've been willing to be risky, it's amazing what has happened. But of course, the reason why it's amazing is because you were willing to be risky. And that's not a mandate. That's not an instruction. That's not something we're suggesting to anybody, not even you. We're not suggesting that you be risky. What it was that you were willing to go further than what you thought was really truly appropriate. So we'll remind you, there's one particular instance that we watch you do over and over again that you've talked with us about a little bit, but we're going to bring out on the table. And that is that when you were a child of 13 or 14, someone once told you, do not write down anything you don't want to see published in the newspaper. That's not exactly what they told you, but that's the equivalent that most everybody understands. But it was a very, very, very specific instruction. And you took it to heart because you immediately saw the wisdom of it. Do not write that down. Oddly enough, you have more published words than almost anyone else. Over getting close to 5 million words. You don't know anybody who's published this many words. You don't know, you maybe, perhaps, there are some people who have done so, and maybe they're not the best words, but they're definitely words in order and words that make sense that people read. And here you are writing and writing and writing and writing about all these things that are really, really, really pushing the leading edge. You're writing about us, for one thing. You're writing about what might happen if you were the richest person in the world. You're writing about what would happen if, you know, one man kissed another at the top of the mark in 1953, for Christ's sake. You're doing all the things that that person who was trying to look out for you and wanted to do the best for you told you not to do. Just because you haven't been published in a newspaper yet doesn't mean it won't happen. So the words you've written will get published in a newspaper one day. Maybe tomorrow, who knows? But the bottom line is, you're afraid of your imagination. Because you're imagining, because you are very good at this. It's not a skill we highly recommend, but you're very good at being able to consider both the positive aspect of something and the negative aspect of something. If you think about the time that you earthquake-proofed an entire building and spent a lot of money doing it, that was because you were getting ready for what could have happened but didn't happen. The interesting part of that story is that there was a benefit to doing that, but it had nothing to do with earthquakes. But that's because it's not that you had the idea in advance and knew it would be of benefit. It's because once something is in physical reality, it will bend in that direction. Look, on a political level, on a philosophical level, the way this is described is as the moral arc of the universe bends towards righteousness. To us, that seems like it takes a very, very long time, and it's not necessarily actually an accurate statement because there's no such thing as a culture. That's a collective idea that is sitting in your head, that is part of your imagination. Culture doesn't actually exist. There is no collective idea. There is no moral arc of the universe because there's no physical universe that has a collection of ideas within it in the way that that would conceive. It does make sense to the way that almost everyone agrees that the physical universe works. And that there's a moral aspect to it. And where good and moral people are doing good and righteous things, and that collectively things will go in their direction. Another spiritual teacher once said, no Hitler ever wins the war. It's the same sort of idea. And we don't disagree with that. What we're wanting to point out is there's nothing to be afraid of in your imagination. And you can take it way out just like that, just like we did. Or more importantly, you can harass yourself in the present moment by imagining the worst that can happen. Now, you've taken using the worst that can happen and turned it into a skill. And we think that's a very good idea. Using it to basically remove the fear from the topic, because there's nothing to be afraid of, nothing at all. What you have at your disposal is the power of physical reality manifesting for you in the present moment, at the present time, in this instance, right here and right now, and it's quite powerful indeed. So the discombobulation, of course, is making this conversation actually a little bit difficult. It's not a big deal. We wouldn't worry about it. But we just recognize that your discombobulation is actually helping someone else. The manifesting form of your discombobulation is helping someone else. This is powerful stuff. So don't worry about the fact that this discombobulates you and that you might be affecting our ability to speak through you, because that's not going to be the case at all. Just because you're hypervigilant about every single word that's coming out of your mouth right at this right-out minute doesn't mean anything at all either. Who knows where this is going to go? What we do know is that it's the leading edge and that there's risk here. Not real risk, but risk in terms of the way you see reality and the way you see yourself in reality. But there's nothing to be afraid of. Physical reality doesn't hurt you or harm you. Physical reality is here to support you. It's actually here to help you. But so is your imagination, and all the things you do in your imagination are helpful. Even the things that you think are very much based upon your judgment and discernment are very much against your good. They're not. That's what we're trying to say. There's power in your imagination, and power only goes in one direction, amplification. You can't hurt yourself. You can temporarily decide that you want to feel bad, but that's all that it will be, is you want to feel bad, so you're invoking thoughts that feel bad. And that's about it. So, we're going to leave you with this as it is, knowing that you're still a little discombobulated, and that's perfectly fine, because this too will change, and this too will evolve, and it will become something different. But in the meantime, your discombobulation is perfect as it is, and as good as it is, and as amazing as it is, because those things are all very much the case. It's only going to be getting better and better and better from here.